Good evening, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine. We're live here at George Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, Florida, the spring training home of the New York Yankees, getting ready for game one of this six-game set between the Tampa Tarpons and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays begin this series fourth in the West at 18-15 after salvaging a series split against the Clearwater Threshers at home this past week with Sunday's 6-3 win. On the other hand, Tampa comes into this series last in the division at 11-22 after being swept in Fort Myers by the Mighty Muscles, including being no-hit on Sunday afternoon. Taking a look at the standings real quick in its entirety, starting at the East, the Palm Beach Cardinals lead the way at 20-13, two games ahead of the 18-15 Jupiter Hammerheads. Then in third are the Daytona Tortugas at 14-19, and finally the St. Lucie Mets in last, still the only team to not have double-digit wins. They're 8-25. Then in the West, Clearwater leads the way, but the gap has shrunk this past week. The Threshers are 24-9, and the Bradenton Marauders are four games back at 20-13. Then in third are the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at 19-14. Then your Blue Jays in fourth at 18-15. The Lakeland Flying Tigers are fifth. They are 13-20. And finally, in last, are the Tampa Tarpons at 11-22, 13 games back of first place. Now we move on to tonight. Hayden Murda makes his sixth start of the year for the Tarpons this evening. The 23-year-old out of Azusa Pacific University is 0-2 on the season with a 5.48 ERA. We saw him on April 11th at TD Ballpark where he went four innings in his season debut, giving up two runs, both unearned, but getting hit with the loss. It's been a tough month and a half for him to start the year, and last week against Fort Myers, he got shelled for six runs, all earned in 3 1/3 innings of work. And for your Blue Jays, Donnie Murphy hands the ball off to Rafael Ohashi, also making his sixth start of the year. Ohashi had a brilliant April, three starts made, 15 total innings, and just a lone run given up. But so far in May, he struggled a little bit. No blow-ups, but five runs all earned through two starts this month and nine total innings of work. The main factor in that has been him giving up the long ball. He's given up four homers this year, and three have come in his last two starts. He still looked good, just a couple misses that have hurt his lines. Couple roster moves to make note of. Rafael Sanchez has been transferred to High A Vancouver, the April Pitcher of the Month in the Florida State League, getting well-deserved recognition and sent up to the next level. Congratulations to him. Adam Simber is now off of our roster, the MLB rehabber. He is now rehabbing in Buffalo with the AAA Bisons. And Pat Gallagher has been reinstated off the IL for the Blue Jays. He will be available tonight and be wearing number 47. And now for the lineups first for the Tarpons, managed by Rachel Balkovec. Batting first at shortstop, Jared Cerna. Batting second in right field, Anthony Hall. Batting third, the catcher, Augustin Ramirez. Batting fourth in left field, Dowry Arias. Batting fifth at second base, Brenny Escanillo. Batting sixth in center field, Nelson Medina. Batting seventh at first base, Omar Martinez. Batting eighth, the DH, Taylor Aguilar. And rounding out the order for the Tarpons, batting ninth at third base, Brett Barrera. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy. The boys look like this tonight. Batting first at second base, Adrian Pinto. Batting second at shortstop, Manuel Beltre. Batting third at third, Tucker Thoman. Batting fourth at first base, Peyton Williams. Batting fifth in right field, Robert Robertis. Batting sixth in center field, Jaden Rudd. Batting seventh, the DH tonight, Abiezel Ramirez. Batting eighth, the catcher, Nick Deschamps. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting ninth in left field, J.C. Masson. That does it for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back before first pitch. That'll be in about 10 minutes or so, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We're here for game one of this six-game set between the Tampa Tarpons and your Dunedin Blue Jays. We're live here at George Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, Florida, the spring training home of the New York Yankees. It's about 83 degrees here in Tampa. Beautiful evening, a little bit warm, but beautiful evening for some baseball. There's a little bit of weather to our northeast, should stay away, and the wind is going straight out towards left center field, so the ball might be flying off the bats here tonight. Starting pitcher for the Tarpons is the right-hander out of Azusa Pacific University in California, the 23-year-old Hayden Murda. He's making his sixth start of the year, 5.48 ERA and an 0-2 record through his first five. He's had a little bit of a tougher start to the season, and he's going to look to try and quiet these Dunedin bats here today. And to do so, he'll have to get through the top three in the order. Adrian Pinto, Manuel Beltran, Tucker Thoman, they're all due up. Pinto stepping into the box now. We're about ready to get started. Your Blue Jays 8-15 on the year, sitting fourth in the West Division. Tampa sitting dead last in sixth at 11-22. First pitch by Murda, that one low and outside. Goes back to the backstop for a ball 1-0. Pinto on the year batting an even 250. No home runs, 8 RBIs, but a 400 OBP. He's not afraid to take a walk. Very good at getting on base. Ready matchup to start him off. Murda now the 1-0, cut and a miss at that one. Looked like it might have been the cutter by Hayden Murda. He's got a fastball, a cutter, and a slider in his repertoire. Fastball sits low mid-90s, typically between 91-94. So that one missed low and outside. Now 2-1 the count to Pinto. Slider comes in low 80s. That changeup, rather not the changeup, the cutter. High 80s to mid 80s as that one's taken inside. Now 3-1 the count to Pinto. We've seen it a lot, a leadoff walk by Pinto. Let's see if he can do it again. Put a runner aboard for the Blue Jays. And time called at the plate. Kenny Garcia throwing his hands in the air, pointing towards Pinto. He burns that timeout. Still a 3-1 count. Murda working out of the stretch. The 3-1 pitch. Chopper over to third. That's going to be picked up by Barrera. Long throw in time to get Pinto. One up, one down. Let's take a look at the Tampa defense in the outfield left to right. Dowry Arias, Nelson Medina, and Anthony Hall. Along that infield, third to first, the aforementioned Brett Barrera over there at third. At short is Jared Cerna. Brenny Escanillo mans second base, and Omar Martinez at first with Augustin Ramirez doing the catching. One up, one down. First pitch to Manuel Beltre. Caught and a miss. Looked like the slider that time by Murda. It was in the dirt and it fooled Beltre. 0-1 to start him off. Beltre on the year batting 286. No home runs. 9 RBIs. A 385 OBP. That one right off the end of the bat went right back with a slider. Near the exact same spot, but Beltre able to adjust a little bit. Got a piece of the bat on it. But he's down 0-2. Beltre spent a little bit of time on the IL after taking a hit-by-pitch to the face. He's back, and that one he sees go outside. Now, 1-2 the count. Murda comes set. The 1-2. Checking his swing of that one off the plate. This is an all ABS game. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of this series will be all ABS. Doubleheader on Friday will be an umpire discretion, as well as the game on Sunday. No game on Saturday. That one low and outside. Now a 2-2 count to Beltre. Rather a 3-2 count. My apologies. Full count. Murda kicks, fires. 3-2, and that one low. Beltre draws the walk. That'll put a runner on. One away for Tucker Tillman. Tucker Tillman stepping in for the first time tonight. He hit his first professional home run the other night against Clearwater. That being in a losing effort, but congratulations to him getting that milestone out of the way. One on, one away. First pitch to Tillman. That one low and inside, and it creeps back behind the umpire, Garcia. Ramirez took a little bit to find it. Beltre couldn't see with Tillman and Kenny Garcia in the way. So he had to stay there at first base. Kenny Garcia behind the plate, calling the ABS balls and strikes. Patrick Buell out there, the umpire on the bases. The 1-0 to Tillman, that one taken up high. Now a 2-0 count to Tillman. Walks have been slightly an issue for Murda so far this season as he misses outside with that one. 3-0 already to Tillman. 12 walks through 23 innings pitched. More than one every two innings. That ends up coming to bite you the more you do it. That one ripped, and that's going to get through into right field. Beltre might turn. He's going to stop at second. A walk and a single by Tillman puts runners on first and second now for Peyton Williams. Swinging on 3-0, he had the green light. Usually the Blue Jays are pretty conservative with a 3-0 count. It's very rare to see anybody swing on it with this organization, but Tillman does and he gets aboard. Now Peyton Williams, who's been one of the hottest hitters in the Florida State League. Batting .264, but so much better than what that average looked like in that Palm Beach series. It crept below 100, and he's been hitting the ball really well this month of May. Took that first pitch for a strike. It's 0-1 to him. Runners on first and second. Hard hit. Right side foul. Now he's down 0-2. Toman and Belcher will have to go back to their bags. Lefty-righty matchup with the lefty Williams at the plate. 4 home runs on the year. And the pitch, that one in the dirt. Kept in front by Ramirez. It pops back in front of the plate. 1-2 the count. .264 average, .357 OBP. He's also driven in a team-high 25 RBIs. Now the righty kicks, fires the 1-2, and Peyton watches that one go by the fastball up above the zone. Moved the bat a little bit, but never really wanted to swing at it. 2-2 the count. Blue Jays split a series last week against the first place Clearwater Threshers. And cut and a miss at that one. Williams goes down swinging. That cutter inside got him. That'll bring up Robert Robertis batting from the left side. First strikeout for Murda on the night. Now he's got to get through Robertis with runners on first and second still. That one low and inside. Shuffle the feet of Robertis, 1-0. Robertis on the year batting 148, a home run, 5 RBIs. That one off the end of the bat, foul. Evens it up, 1-1 here. Beltre still man at second base. Toman over there at first. Potentially the last chance for the Blue Jays with a runner in scoring position. The 1-1. That one, a ground ball. That's going to be picked up by Escanillo. Hard hit, but he was able to grab it. Throw to first in time, and that will end the inning. No runs, a hit, 2 men left the board. We'll head to the home half of the first here at George Steinbrenner Field. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get it in right. I do every night. You can call it limelight. I'ma call it my life. Shorty looking all right. TK jeans on, skin tight. She been shaking that tail light. Got me frozen in the road like a deer in the headlights. Ooh, backwoods want to know if you can roll. That's a rock on a rock, ice cold. Got the coupe on a new town road. Real low, low.
Churchill, and you're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
We're back here, bottom half of the first. Rafael Hashi on the bump for your Blue Jays. The righty out of Mogi-Guaçu, Brazil. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. 20-year-old out of Brazil, making his sixth start on the season. Caught and a miss of that one. Jared Cerna, the leadoff man for Tampa. He's down 0-2 now. 2.25 ERA through those five starts, 24 total innings pitched. for Ohashi. We talked about it in the pregame, but his stat line in the month of April was outstanding, an 0.60 ERA through 15 innings pitched. So far this month, he has been struggled a little bit, giving up a couple home runs, and that's raised his ERA way higher than it was, but even then, still a 2.25 on the year. 2-2, that one missed up high. Jared Cerna, the shortstop, batting .327 on the year. That one up and in, he leans back away from it, now full count. Fastball came in at 90 there by Ohashi. Calling time was Cerna. Took his helmet off, put it on the ground, readjusted his batting gloves. Now he's stepping back in. 3-2 to the leadoff man for Ohashi. He'll start out of that windup. The pitch. That one a ground ball. That's going to get through the middle into center field for a base hit. Jared Cerna aboard for Tampa. Puts one on, nobody out now for Anthony Hall. Anthony Hall batting from the left side. Tonight's right fielder. One on, nobody out. Ohashi working out of the stretch now. First pitch lifted high left side. That's hooking over, and that's going to get out of play. Oh, and one to start off Hall. On the year batting .233, a home run, 4 RBIs. His OBP, over 100 points higher than his average, .341. Now move over to first, back in time, diving in head first safely is Jared Cerna. Cerna could be a threat to steal, 7 of 10 on the year. It's going to be a much different series as that one's lifted high towards left center. Jaden Rudd on his horse, that's going to get past him. That's going to one-hop, and that's going to get over the wall. Ground rule double for Anthony Hall. That'll keep the runner at third. Probably the best case scenario for Dunedin in that situation. Hopped up off the closest part of the warning track to the plate. Jumped over the wall and stopping at second is Hall. Stopping at third, which is more important, is Jared Cerna. That brings up Agustin Ramirez, first pitch, taken low for a ball, 1-0. Ramirez on the year batting .222. His OBP is at .369. He's also got 3 home runs for this Tampa team. Ohashi's going to have to do some work and cut and a miss at that high fastball, 1-1. He's going to have to do some work if he wants to keep a run off the board in this inning. Two runners in scoring position, no outs recorded so far. The righty comes set. Kicks, fires, the 1-1. That one lifted. Right side going back towards the track is Robertis. He's going to settle at the track right in front of the wall, makes the grab. Now the throw is going to be over to the cutoff man, Pinto. One run comes in, and advancing over to third is Anthony Hall. Tampa draws first blood in this affair. 1-0, the Tarpons lead. Now runner on third, one away. Blue Jays infield drawn in, first pitch missed. Maybe a little off the plate, 1-0. Dowry Arias, that one fouled straight down and back. Let's meet the Blue Jays infield, rather the Blue Jays defense real quick. In the outfield, left to right, J.C. Masson, Jaden Rudd, and Robert Robertis. Along that infield, third to first, Tucker Thoman, Manuel Beltre, Adrian Pinto, and Peyton Williams. Nick Deschamp is behind the plate doing the catching. The 1-1 pitch, that one in the dirt. Two balls and a strike. Runner 90 feet away. Tampa with a chance to double their 1-0 lead. That one a hard hit chopper foul. Knocked over Well, it looks to be a camera over there on a tripod. Now a 2-2 count to Arias. Strikeout here would be huge for Ohashi. No doubt that's what he's going to be after. Fastball slider changeup in his repertoire. Brenny Escanillo, the second baseman on deck. And the 2-2. That one, a ground ball up the middle. That's going to score another run. An RBI single for Arias. He drives in his 10th of the year. Tampa takes an early 2-0 lead. Now, Brenny Escanillo, tonight's second baseman, batting a touch under 200 at 198. One on, one away still. Blue Jays middle infield in double play depth. First pitch, that one taken upstairs for ball 1-0. Ohashi trying to get out of this inning. Double play would work out really well. Now move over to first, back in time, standing up is Arias. Arias, 5 of 6 on the year in stolen base attempts. That one sent high towards center. Going back is Rudd. He'll turn and settle. He makes the grab. Heading back over to first base is Arias. That's 2 down now. That'll bring up Nelson Medina, a center fielder. This will be a much different series, defensively for the Blue Jays at least, than last week against Clearwater. Clearwater, uber aggressive on the base path. They lead by a wide margin in the Florida State League on stolen bases. Tampa not near as aggressive. They do have a couple guys who can go, but definitely not what we were accustomed to against Clearwater last week. 1-0 to start off Medina. That one fouled straight down onto his back foot. One and one now to the center fielder. Clearwater on the year, 89 stolen bases. Tampa, 46, so about half as much. They're right around the middle. They're actually fifth in the Florida State League with those 46 stolen bags. A move over to first and back in time was Arias. One and one, the pitch. That one inside. Two balls and a strike. Ohashi comes set. Caught and a miss at that one. Fastball top of the zone. A little bit of velo lacking from Ohashi at the moment. That fastball coming in at just 89. Usually very consistently between 92 and 90. Seeing quite a few fastballs already come in under 90. Now another move over to first. That's the second one. Arias back in again. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. That one foul back into the right. That'll get up and out of play. So I'll try that again. Medina will see another. 2-2 the count. Ohashi sets. Kicks, fires. That one lifted high towards right. Coming in is Robertus. Out is Pinto. Pinto's going to call for it. Make the grab. He called off Robertus and ended up having to reach pretty far back. He corralled it in. But probably not the best call for him to wave off Robertus. But either way, that ends the inning. 2-run score for Tampa. They take a 2-0 lead after one. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be back for the second.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you. Oh. The way I breathe you in. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby. Never let you go. Oh. And I see you. There's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up. Yeah. And I'll be right here with you till the end. I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah.
You ain't sure yet, but I'm for ya. All I could want, all I could wish for. Nights alone that we miss more. The days we save as souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time. And give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave a college torture.
We're back here, top half of the second. Jaden Rudd's going to lead things off for Dunedin. Hayden Murda back out there for a second inning worth of work. Fastball at 93. Hits that inside corner, 0-1 to start off Rudd. 6, 7, 8 hitters due up. Rudd, Ramirez, and Deschamps. They're due up in this half inning. That one fouled right back to the screen. Now 0-2 the count. Murda kicks, fires out of that stretch. Now that one, time was called. I think that was an indicator that it was a foul ball, maybe off the knob. So 0-2, the count stays to Rudd. Checking his swing at that one. Low and outside, 1-2 now. One ball and two strikes. And the pitch. Upstairs. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Leadoff man, Rudd. That one just a touch off the plate. A great take there by Jaden Rudd. Ramirez held that for a second, but ABS made the call. Now full count. And the pitch. Off the plate. Jaden Rudd comes back from down 0-2. Draws the walk. He'll lead off this inning on first base, and that'll bring up Abiezel Ramirez. Abiezel Ramirez, the DH tonight. Switch hitter batting from the left side against the righty. First pitch, that one taken upstairs for a ball, 1-0. He's been really good for Dunedin since signing with the organization. He was released by the Rays a couple weeks ago. Batting 333 for Dunedin, a home run, three RBIs, a 448 OBP. Caught in a miss. Reached out for that fastball, couldn't connect, 1-1. Murda, the 1-1 pitch, that one in there, just clips that inside corner. Ball and two strikes, now the count. Jaden Rudd over there at first. Now stepping off. Murda took a step and turned towards first, never threw. That's his first disengagement. The 1-2. Up and out. Count evens back up now, 2-2. Rudd with a ton of speed. He is a threat over there. 5-for-5 this year on stolen base attempts. Yet to be caught. And there he goes. That one low and inside. No throw. Not even a chance at a throw there by Ramirez. Into second safely goes Jaden. His sixth of the year. Puts himself in scoring position here. Still no outs in this second inning. He got a great jump. Even a perfect pitch by Murda would have been very tough to get him. That one sent high towards right. Going back towards the wall as Hall. He turns. It's gone. Abiezel Ramirez, his second homer of the year. And that ties things up here in the second. Ramirez rounds the bag. He drilled that one to right. Anthony Hall only took a couple steps and then gave up. And Ramirez ties it up here in the second inning. A two-run shot off of Hayden Murda. Still no outs here. That'll bring up Nick Deschamps. Second homer in a Blue Jays uniform for Ramirez. Now we're back to a brand new ball game. First pitch to Deschamps is in there for a called strike, 0-1. That one off the end of the bat, a blooper towards left, and that will be ran down out there by Dowry Arias. Stayed up just long enough for him to get his glove underneath. So that's out number one, and that brings up the nine-hole hitter, J.C. Masson. It takes a little bit of the pressure off of Rafael Hashi for the next inning. First pitch, chopper up the middle, gets over the pitcher Murda, picked up by Escanillo, and over to first in time, just by about a half step to get Masson. Escanillo had to charge in a long way there from second. Went over the glove of Murda, no more than 4 to 6 inches above that glove. And in retrospect, Tampa's probably pretty lucky that Murda didn't get a piece because that would have slowed it down even more and gave J.C. Masson that much more time to get to first. He didn't need much more time. First pitch to Pinto in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. That one skips. One and one to Pinto. He grounded out to third and is only at bat thus far. That was on a 3-1 count. The righty kicks fires. That one up and in. Pinto leans back out of the way. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. And the pitch. That one called a strike outside corner. Evens it up now 2-2. And the pitch by Murda. That one upstairs. That runs it full. Pinto sees a lot of full counts. Nobody on, two down. Manuel Beltre waiting on deck. Murda, the 3-2. Ground ball left side. That's going to be picked up by the shortstop, Serna. Over to first in time to get Pinto, and that'll end the inning. But the Blue Jays tie things up on the Abiezel Ramirez two-run shot. We'll head to the home half of the second here. It's 2-2.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
I I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right. Can't be right, yeah. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. When I'm away from you, I miss your touch. You're the reason I believe.
We're back here, bottom half of the second. Omar Martinez is going to lead things off for Tampa. Rafael Hashi back out for a second inning worth of work. Martinez batting from the left side, first pitch. That one's ribbed, but well foul. Great contact on that, but well in front of that 90-mile-an-hour fastball. 0-1 to start him off. Martinez tied for second on this team with three of his teammates in home runs. Jared Cerna leads the way with four. Then there's a four-way tie. That one was fouled back to the screen. 0-2 the count. Four-way tie between Omar Martinez, Nelson Medina, Augustin Ramirez, and Ronnie Rojas. All of them have three. That one called strike three. Change up low outside corner. Got the call from ABS. Down on three pitches goes Martinez. First strikeout for Ohashi. And that'll bring up Taylor Aguilar. Aguilar up for the first time, batting in the eighth spot. Another lefty, that one. Low outside in the dirt. 1-0 to start him off. Out of the windup, Ohashi, the 1-0. That one just missed off the plate, 2-0. Two-two 2-2 ball game here, bottom two. Nobody on, one away. Ohashi, the 2-0 pitch. That one up and out, now 3-0, well behind Aguilar. Aguilar on the year batting 151. Does have a home run and three RBIs. Someone Ohashi should try and attack. The 3-0, that one off the plate. A four-pitch walk. So four straight balls after he got Martinez looking on three straight strikes. That brings up Brett Barrera up for the first time in the nine hole. Barrera playing in his fifth game this year. Chopper over towards short. Picked up by Beltre. Over to second for one. And first, an easy 6-4-3 inning-ending double play. Only took one pitch against Barrera to induce it. And that will end the inning. We'll head to the top half of the third here at George Steinbrenner Field. It's 2-2. We'll be right back. We're back here, top half of the third. Manuel Beltre is going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. Inning-ending double play that started off with him to end that second. Now he's up to the plate. Righty-righty matchup. Murda back out for his third inning. That one misses inside for a ball 1-0. Beltre reached on a walk in his first appearance at the plate. Ended up being stranded at second base. The 1-0, that one missed inside as well. Now 2-0. Here in a tie ball game, 2-2. Top half of this third inning. That one sent towards center. That's going to fall for a base hit. Beltre with his first knock of the day. Puts the leadoff man aboard again for the Blue Jays. Second inning in a row. And that brings up Tucker Thielman. Thielman up for the second time. He's one for one, singled into right. In that first inning, he also got stranded, but at first base. First pitch, that one upstairs for a ball 1-0. Thielman, the 19-year-old, out of Columbia, South Carolina. Fifth-ranked prospect in the organization for the Blue Jays. That one called a strike inside corner. Close pitch, but he got the call. Thielman batting from the left side again against the righty. The 1-1. Cuts and misses at that high fastball. Now 1-2. Wind shifted a little bit here at this stadium. That one low inside. 2-2. It was blown straight out pretty much almost dead center field. Maybe a little bit off to the left. Now it's kind of shifting towards center field and towards right field. That one a ground ball. Going to his right. Now glove flip over to second. In time there and not in time. Thielman able to beat it out. Would have been a beautiful double play turn by Brenny Escanillo. He had to move to his right. Snagged it with the backhand. Then flipped it with the glove over to Serna to get the lead runner. But the throw to first was just not in time. Thielman able to beat it out to prevent the double play. So he's on for the second time. This time with a fielder's choice. First pitch to Peyton Williams. That one line left side. That's going to be a fair ball in left field corner. Thielman around second. He'll probably round around third. Donnie's giving him the wave. He's headed to home. The throw is not going to come to the plate. It's going to be cut off and an RBI double for Peyton Williams. Peyton Williams with his 26th RBI of the year. He puts himself on second base, brings in the run. That brings up Robert Robertus. Now the Blue Jays lead for the first time tonight, 3-2. First pitch swinging. Inside out of it. Got a lot of power behind it, too. Now a runner still in scoring position for the Blue Jays. First pitch to Robertus, caught and a miss on that fastball. All three runs coming on extra base hits so far tonight for the Blue Jays. The righty kicks fires. That one sent high and back. It's going back towards my direction. But it lands harmlessly in the stands. So we're all good, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Runner at second base. And the pitch. That one's fouled back to the screen. Robertus fought that one off. You'll see another. Murda comes set. Looks back over towards second now. Turns, kicks, fires. That one sent towards center. Going back towards the wall is Medina. He's able to settle and make the grab. Peyton will stay there at second base. So fly out to center. That brings up Jaden Rudd now. Williams still there at second, now two down. Another righty-lefty matchup. First pitch, there goes Peyton. That one's ripped and foul. How about that? Peyton Williams off with that pitch. He had Murda timed up. He started running before Murda even picked up that left leg. Peyton, 2 for 3 this year on stolen base attempts, trying to get that third. And now, coming in from short, now the pitch, that one upstairs. Jared Cerna trying to keep Peyton close. 1-1 the count to Rudd. He led off the second with a walk, came around and scored on the two-run shot by Abiezel Ramirez, who's waiting on deck. The 1-2, rather the 1-1, that one called a strike of the knees, now it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Murda trying to leave it at just the one. Checking his swing. Did he go around? He did not. That one was low and inside. Rudd able to hold up just enough. Time called. They're looking over towards the left field corner. Oh, a kid dropped the ball out there in left field. Dowry Arias had to run over and pick it up, toss it back to him. So now we're ready to go. Murda looking in, he comes set. And the pitch, that one up and out. Peyton again starting to time up the release of Murda. 3-2 the count. Brett Barreras playing a far way off that third base bag. Now he's taking a few steps in. That one fouled back. Rudd stays alive. Barrera over there at third base. Took a few steps over to his left. So towards second, even farther away from the bag. That's what Peyton's been looking at. That's what gives him some confidence that he might be able to swipe third. But with two outs, you don't want to make that third out at third. A step back to the second base side of the rubber. That's disengagement number one. Williams is definitely in the mind of Murda. That one fouled back. Rudd, again, staying alive. Three balls, two strikes. Murda taking his time. Now he comes set. Pitch again. Fouled off again. Jaden Rudd, 3 straight foul balls, staying alive in this at bat. This will be the 9th pitch of the at bat versus Rudd. That one sent high left side. That's hooking towards foul territory, and that's going to get out of play. Bounced in that second row. And now Jaden Rudd will see a 10th pitch. Jaden being about as pesky as he can at the plate. He's fouled off now 4 straight pitches. And the 3-2 again. That one a grounder, left side, right side rather. Misplayed out there by Escanilla. Now the throw and safe. Jaden Rudd able to beat that out. Escanilla had to move to his left. Couldn't field it cleanly. Let's see how they rule that. They rule it an error. That's going to get Augustin Ramirez out from behind the plate, and that brings up Abiezel Ramirez. It's also going to get Gerardo Casadiego out of the dugout for Tampa. And the left side of the infield is going to join. So five Tarpons out on the mound. They'll talk over how to try and deal with Abiezel here. Runners on the corners, two down. Peyton easily advancing over to third on the play. Now breaking up the meeting is Kenny Garcia. So it took 10 pitches against Rudd, and he's over there at first base now. Another fantastic at-bat for him. We saw, I believe it was Saturday or Sunday, that he had a very similar at-bat, drew a walk. I want to say that was an 8 or 9 pitch at bat. Now runners on the corners, two down for Abiezel. The righty kicks, fires, first pitch, upstairs. He tied the game up in that second inning on a two-run shot to right. Blue Jays now leading 3-2 with another runner in scoring position. That one off the plate, now 2-0. I think I heard a fan say, come on, Blue. And little does he know, it is ABS. That one above the zone. 3-0 the count to Ramirez. Murda trying to get out of the inning. 3-0 count. And the pitch. Off the plate. A four-pitch walk to Abiezel Ramirez. That's going to load the bases. Jaden Rudd advances over to second base. That brings up Nick Deschamp. Deschamp flew out to left and is only at bat thus far. Little blooper that was well ran down by Arias out there. First pitch. Ground ball over to first. That's going to be picked up by Martinez. He'll take it himself, steps on the bag, and that ends the inning. So the Blue Jays leave him loaded, but they do take the lead on the RBI double from Peyton Williams, scoring Tucker Thoman all the way from first. We'll head to the home half of the third. Blue Jays up by a run, 3-2.
Way down yonder on the chain.
We're back here, bottom half of the third. Rafael Hashi first pitch, that one low and inside to Jared Serna. Back up to the top of the order for the Tarpons. Serna, Hall, and Ramirez will all be due up in this half inning. The 1-0 by Ohashi, that one up and out. Gave up two runs in the first. Faced the minimum in the second after inducing a ground ball double play. Caught and a miss on that nasty slider there by Ohashi. Now 2-1 the count. Serna led off the first inning with a single, came around and scored the opening run. That one low, so 3-1 now the count to him. Ohashi out of that windup. That one sent high towards left. Going back towards the wall is Massone. He turns and it's gone. Jared Serna with his team-leading fifth home run of the year drives in RBI number 19. And another home run given up by Ohashi in this month of May. It's now the fourth one he's given up. That ties things up. That's going to bring up Anthony Hall. He had a ground rule double in his first at bat. Came around and scored that second run. First pitch, that one in there. Cuts and misses at that one. Changeup darted away from the bat, 0-2 the count. He calls time. Ohashi's going to have to shake that one off. Still a tie ball game here in the third. Now he starts his windup, the 0-2. That one right off the end of the bat. Barely got a piece. Staying alive is Hall. No balls, two strikes. Looking into Deschamps now. Gets the sign, starts the windup. Up, way up. Now 1-2. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. That one fouled back top of the screen. Hall again, staying alive. One and two. The pitch by Ohashi. Checking his swing. Did he go around? He did not. That gets a lot of hands in the air from the Blue Jays dugout. That entire first half of the railing all tossed their arms up in the air. They thought Hall went around, but instead it's 2-2. And the pitch. That one off the plate. Full count now. Still nobody out. Pitch by Ohashi. That one's low. He lost him. Had him down 0-2. And now Hall draws the walk. That puts a runner on for Augustin Ramirez. One on, nobody out. Hall over there at first. First pitch by Ohashi. That one ripped and under the glove of Toman. That's going to be picked up out there by Massone. Over to third will go Anthony Hall from first base. Stopping at first is Augustin Ramirez. That just puts runners on the corners now. It's going to get Corey Reardon out of the dugout for the Blue Jays. He's going to talk with Ohashi and the entire Blue Jays infield out on that mound. Toman had to dive to his left, and it just got underneath. So runners on the corners, no outs here in this third inning. A good chance for Tampa to try and retake their lead. They've already scored one on the solo shot by Serna. I don't see any throwing yet in the Blue Jays' pen, but I don't have the best angle. So that brings up Arias now for the second time tonight. Runners on the corners, no outs. Blue Jays infield playing normal depth and kept in front in that pitch in the dirt. Now moving over to second is Ramirez. Wild pitch by Ohashi. That puts runners on second and third. Infield still in normal depth. Runners on second and third. No outs here. Oh, Ohashi's definitely got some work to do if he wants to keep this a tie ball game. The 1-0. That one a ground ball. That's going to get through the left side. They're going to wave the runner around third. Augustin Ramirez to the plate. The throw is going to be cut off, and now over to second. They're going to get Arias, who is trying to follow the runners. Two runs come in, an RBI single for Arias. He's out trying to advance to second. So Tampa retakes the lead. It's now 5-3 here in the third. Nobody on, one away now for Brenny Escanillo. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Escanillo. RBI's number 2 and 3 on the day for Arias. That one sent high towards center. Rudd able to settle underneath. Moving over to his left. He makes the grab. That's now two down. Nelson Medina now will step in. He's 0-1. He popped out to second. Back-to-back F8s in the scorebook for Escanillo. First pitch, that one in there. All five runs to Ohashi are all earned. Caught and a miss on that slider. Now 0-2. Ohashi working quick. Now the 0-2 pitch. That one way in front of the plate. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Ground ball over to third. Picked up by Tomine. Went to his knees. Now the throw, a strong one across the diamond. And that'll end the inning, but Tampa scores three. They retake the lead. We'll head to the fourth here, 5-3. Tarpon's in front.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
on an island. Even when you're close, can't take the silence.
We're back here, top half of the fourth, 5-3 ball game. Tampa leads. J.C. Masson is going to lead things off for Dunedin in the ninth spot, then top of the order, due up. First pitch, he takes up high for a ball 1-0. Masson, Pinto, and Beltre all due up in this half inning. Hayden Murda back out for his fourth inning worth of work. The righty kicks fires that one inside. Two and zero the count. Murda comes set. That one called a strike inside corner. Just barely clipping that zone. Murda letting that pitch clock wind down. That one off the plate outside. 3-1. Just one strikeout on the night. That came in the first inning. He's given up at least a run over the last two. That one up high. Masson draws the leadoff walk. Third straight leadoff man aboard for the Blue Jays. Fourth walk on the night for Murda. That brings up Adrian Pinto. Two ground outs, one to third, one to short for Pinto so far tonight. That one taken off the plate outside, now 1-0. The righty kicks fires, that one low. That's going to get Augustin Ramirez out from behind the plate. And Gerardo Costa-Diego. So a mid-at-bat pitching, or rather mound visit. Costa-Diego taking his time over to the mound. One on, nobody out. 2-0 count to Pinto at the plate. They'll discuss how to attack him. Everybody's still taking their time getting back to where they need to be. And now we're ready to go. So 2-0 count to Pinto. Masson over there at first base. Nobody out here in this fourth inning. That one in there for a strike. Now 2-1. Murda comes set, the 2-1, that one up and in. 3-1 now to Pinto. Third straight three-ball count he's seen. Now Murda comes set. Chopper, that'll be picked up by the third baseman. Barrera, long throw, and they got him. Pinto hustling down the line. Had a little bit of extra time, but Barrera got a nice strong throw across the diamond to get him. Three straight groundouts for him today. Moving over to second, though, is J.C. Masson. That'll bring up Manuel Beltre. Beltre up for the third time. He's reached base both times. Once on a walk, once on a single. First pitch taken below the knees for ball 1-0. Runner in scoring position here for Dunedin. Chance to cut down on that lead. The 1-0, that one inside. Murata turning towards second now. Kicks, fires. That one missed low. There is a right-hander warming up in the pen for Tampa. Murata's pitch count now over 90. That one in there. Rather approaching 90, currently at 87. He's thrown more balls than strikes. The 3-1 pitch, chopper foul. That works the count full. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Runner on second base for Manuel Beltre. Murata comes set. The pitch. Up and in. That is ball four. Beltre draws his second walk of the game. That's walk number five on the night for Murata. That's going to get Rachel Balkovec out of the dugout. So that'll end the day for Hayden Murata. His struggles so far to start this year continue. Three runs, I believe only two earned, waiting for the scoreline to update due to that error by Escanillo. But he is responsible for both runners aboard now. We'll meet the new Tampa pitcher when we return here at George Steinbrenner Field. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, top half of the fourth. New pitcher for the Tarpons is going to be the right-hander, number 11, Shane Gray. He inherits runners on first and second. One out. First pitch to Tucker Tolman, batting from the left side against the righty. Taking off the plate outside, 1-0. The line for Hayden Murata as it stands, 3 1/3. Four hits, three runs, two earned. Five walks and a K. Righty kicks, fires. The 1-0. That one line left side. That's going to be a foul ball. Tolman almost tied up the game with a potential extra base hit. But instead, it's a 1-1 count to him. 1-for-2 on the day. He singled in his first at bat, then reached on a fielder's choice in his second. Came around and scored that third run. Now the 1-1. That one lifted left side up and out of play. One ball, two strikes to Tolman. Right-hander looking in. Now he comes set. And the pitch. Ground ball in the middle. That's going to get through. They're going to wave around Masson from third. The pickup from Medina, the throw to the plates, not going to be in time. Just able to get that left foot in. Masson got in there standing up. The tag got applied by Ramirez, but I do believe Masson was in there. Augustin Ramirez had an argument. Moving over to second, following the runner is Toman. Beltre over to third. So that'll put runners on second and third now for Peyton Williams. An RBI single from Toman. That brings the infield in. So the Blue Jays bring it back to within one. A cut and a miss on that changeup by Gray. 0-1 to start off Williams. The 0-1. That one low. Tying run on third. Potential go-ahead over there at second base. Toman driving in his 11th RBI of the year. That one right off the end of the bat fouled off. Now 1-2 to Williams. Robert Robertus waiting on deck. One ball, two strikes. Gray comes set. And the pitch. That one in the dirt. Popped a little bit away from Ramirez, but down that third base line. Nowhere near far enough for Beltre to make a dash towards the plate. Count evens now 2-2. Runners on second and third. One out here for Dunedin. They've scored one. And the pitch. Upstairs. Now 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, the pitch. That one in the dirt. Peyton draws the walk. That'll load the bases now for Robert Robertus. That fourth run is charged to Hayden Murda. So at the moment, it's four runs, three earned. Beltre is another runner that he's responsible for. First pitch cut and a miss there by Robertus, 0-1. He's 0-2 on the day, a ground out and a fly out. He's got a chance to give the Blue Jays a lead. And a cut and a miss there. Change up that time, Robertus couldn't connect on it. Quickly down 0-2. Gray comes set. Kicks, fires. That one in the dirt. Went right back with that changeup, but bounced it. Now 1-2 the count. Ball and two strikes. And the pitch. That one low and inside. 2-2 now to Robertus. The 2-2. That one bounced again. Gray losing the command on his changeup the last couple pitches. Now a full count. Bases loaded for Robertus. Nowhere to put him. Gray comes set. And the pitch. That one low and inside. Got away from Ramirez. But everybody's moving up a bag anyway. So he had plenty of time to go get it. That brings in the tying run. The fifth and final run charged to Hayden Murda. That completes his line. Now all three base runners are going to be charged to Shane Gray if the time comes. That's going to get Gerardo Casadiego out of the Tampa dugout again. Another mound visit in this half inning. Still only one out. Now Jaden Rudd, who's reached base safely both times. The walk forced in Beltre. Toman moves over to third. Williams moves over to second. Robertis takes first. He also gets an RBI for his troubles. Now base is loaded for Jaden Rudd. Chance to break this game open. Abiezel Ramirez on deck. Rudd technically 0-for-1 on the day. Reached on a walk in his first appearance and on an error in his second at bat. That one in there for a called strike, 0-1 to start him. The 0-1 pitch, that one off the plate outside. Evens it up 1-1. I believe there is someone warm over there in the Blue Jays dugout, so that should be it for Ohashi. Ground ball foul up above the Tampa dugout, off the netting and back onto the field. One ball and two strikes. The pitch. That one below the zone. Great take there by Jaden Rudd. Just barely. Gray comes set. Bases loaded. A 2-2 count. The pitch. Ground ball foul again. Jaden Rudd found pitches off again, staying alive. Gray comes set. That one above the zone. Another great take there by Jaden Rudd. Three balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Fouled off again. So Jaden's going to see another. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat. He had a 10-pitch at-bat where he reached on the air. And the pitch. Ripped towards right, and that's hook in foul. Three balls, two strikes. Jaden with quite a few foul balls in this one again. And the pitch. Upstairs. Jaden draws another walk on the ninth pitch of that at bat. That'll force another run home for the Blue Jays. They retake the lead. It's 6-5. Still only one out. So that run, the first charge to Gray. Three straight walks issued by Shane Gray. He had four on the year through 17 innings coming into this outing. That one, first pitch fouled off by Abiezel Ramirez. 0-1 to start him off. The 0-1, that one upstairs. ball and a strike. Gray kicks, fires. That one off the plate. Shane Gray having a lot of trouble right now keeping balls in the zone. Yet to record an out. He's given up a hit and three straight walks since he's come in. The 2-1. Cut and a miss. Abiezel is trying to send that right where the other one went. Now 2-2. Abiezel is the eighth batter of the inning for the Blue Jays so far. Nick Deschamps waiting on deck. Caught and a miss. Finally, Shane Gray able to get an out. Changeup got Abiezel swinging. And now Nick Deschamps is going to step in. Two outs here. Runners all over the place. Just the second strikeout for Tampa pitching. Now Deschamps, he's 0 for 2. First pitch, he watches go by for a strike. The 0-1 upstairs. One ball, one strike. The righty kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. That slider low and inside. Got Deschamps to chase after. So Shane Gray, one strike away from getting out of the inning. And a pitch. That one cut at and missed. Deschamps goes down swinging. Back-to-back K's for Shane Gray. He leaves the base loaded, but three runs come in for Dunedin. They retake the lead. Now 6-5 as we head to the home half of the fourth here at Georgetown Center Field. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here on the road. Ohashi to be out there for too much longer. Not a high pitch count, but obviously he's already given up five runs. The 1-1. That one in the dirt. Two balls and a strike. Righty-lefty matchup. The pitch, that one up the middle. That's going to be caught by Beltre, and he's on the bag. What a play by Manuel Beltre. A little jam shot that got over the head of Ohashi. Manuel Beltre made a diving grab and kept his right foot on second base to double up Martinez. Wow, what a play. Ohashi needed that in the worst way. Now first pitch to Brett Barrera. That one missed outside for a ball 1-0. The awareness there by Beltre, knowing he needed to keep that right foot on the bag as he dove and caught that ball. That's one of the best plays I've ever seen. Probably the best play we've seen this year. Now the 2-0 to Barrera. That one hit him. believe, right on that front hip. It ricocheted off of Barrera and off the mid of Deschamps. So that'll extend the inning now for the top of the order, Jared Cerna. Cerna, 2 for 2 so far tonight. A single and a solo shot to lead off the third. First pitch missed up high, 1-0. Now chopper in front of the mound. That's going to be picked up by Deschamps. He fumbles it, can't get a good pickup. That'll be an infield single for Jared Cerna. He's now 3 for 3. He sent that straight down. I think it might have hit the plate, and it popped up probably about 15, 20 feet in the air. Plenty of time for him to make that dash. It ended up settling right on that corner of the infield grass, where the circle surrounding the plate meets the grass. Now first and second, 2 down. First pitch to Anthony Hall, taken upstairs for a ball. The 1-0. That one ripped towards right. That's hooking. That might be trouble, and that's going to be off the foul pole. A 3-run shot for Anthony Hall. Went about 4 or 5 feet up that foul pole. And now Anthony Hall rounds the bags with a 3-run shot. So just like that, Tampa retakes the lead. It's now 8-6. Second home run given up by Ohashi. And he's still out there. Now first pitch to Augustin Ramirez. That one smoked to left. J.C. Masson is right there, moved a couple steps to his right, and he's able to make the grab, and that ends the inning. But Anthony Hall hits a 3-run shot, puts Tampa right back up. 8-6 here through four. It's been a barn burner so far. See what happens as we move on. We'll head to the fifth, Tampa up by 2.
Track shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to give me 3 steps, simple man, and Curtis Low. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's a way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got, and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made.
other way. These are my people.
We're back here, top half of the fifth. Tampa leading 8-6. Ocean Gabonia, the new pitcher for the Tarpons. First pitch to J.C. Masson, taking outside for ball 1-0. Tampa's answered back each and every time. Blue Jays have been able to put runs on the board. That one lifted left side up and out of play. That does it for Shane Gray. Final line for him, two-thirds of an inning, one hit, one run. It was earned, three walks, two Ks. That one cut at and missed. Now 1-2 the count to Masson. Gabonia on for the eighth time this year, 6.14 ERA through 7 1/3. The 1-2. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes J.C. Masson. That'll bring us back up to the top of the order. Adrian Pinto. Pinto up for the fourth time. He's 0 for 3. All three groundouts. First pitch. That one in there for a strike. 0-1. The 0-1, ground ball over to short. That'll be picked up over there by Serna. Spin throw, and he kept his foot on the bag. It was to the left of Martinez, but just able to keep that foot on the corner of the bag. And Pinto, he's out for the fourth time, all via the ground out. So quickly two down here in this half inning. Manuel Beltre, first pitch. That one sent towards center. Going back is Medina. He settles and almost got over him. But he's able to reach out and make the grab. 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays. We'll head to the home half of the fifth here at George M. Steinbrenner Field. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're halfway through this ball game. Tampa leads 8-6. We're back here, bottom half of the fifth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the right-hander, number 47, Pat Gallagher, making his season debut. He takes over for Rafael Hashi, who had a start to forget. Four innings pitch for the right-hander. 9 hits, 8 runs all earned. 2 walks, only 1 strikeout, and 2 home runs allowed. Now 1-1 count. That one missed inside. Dowry Arias, the leadoff man in this inning for Tampa. 2-1 pitch to him. Just got a piece. And now 2-2. Arias, 2-0-2 on the day. 2 singles, 3 RBIs. Now Gallagher in his first action of the year. Out of the windup, kicks, fires. That one in the dirt, now a full count. Three balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch. Ground ball over to second, picked up by Pinto. Throw over to first in time, and that will be out number one. One up, one down for Gallagher. Pat Gallagher, the 22-year-old out of UConn. He was the Blue Jays' 11th-round pick in last year's draft. Started the year on the IL. Got activated today. That one in there for a called strike to Brenny Escanillo, 0-1 to start him off. That one missed, 1-1. Played at UConn for 3 years. Amassed a 3.77 ERA through 164 and two-thirds innings. A 2-1 count now to Escanillo. Was used primarily as a starter in college, as that one sent high towards right center. Now that's going to be trouble. That's going to find the ground and one hop over the wall. Another ground rule double. This time by Escanillo. He'll stop at second. That'll bring up Nelson Medina. So these Tampa hitters have definitely been hitting. 8 runs through 4 innings, and they've got another runner in scoring position here. It's their 10th hit of the game already. Gallagher in his professional debut. Righty out of the stretch. Kicks, fires, first pitch of Medina. That one missed. One and 0 to start off the center fielder. Couple chances here for Tampa to extend their lead. 1-0. One out here in the fifth. Now the home plate umpire, Kenny Garcia. Seems like he might be having trouble with his headset. Talking with ABS. They're going to get the ABS official over there to talk face to face. So we'll take a little bit of a pause here. Not sure if the batteries need changed in the device that's on the back of the waistband of Garcia. That's what the ABS official is working on right now. So a bit of a prolonged break here as the home plate umpire figures out the issues with that. And now I think we might be ready to go. And Kenny Garcia is going to allow Pat Gallagher to get another pitch or two. Just one. Try and keep that arm loose. And now there he goes again. He's headed right back to talk with the ABS official. Now he turns back to the plate. Technology's great when it works. It's terrible when it doesn't. 1-0 count. Rather, 1-1 the count. And there goes the runner. That one low and inside. Throw from Deschamps is not going to be in time. So Brenny Escanillo into third with a stolen bag. He puts himself 90 feet closer. This is 11th stolen base of the year. The infield's drawn in now for the Blue Jays. Counts 3-1, the pitch. Ground ball up the middle, that's going to get through. An RBI single for Nelson Medina. That's his first hit of the day. And that extends the lead for Tampa, now 9-6. The righty kicks, fires, first pitch, that one inside. Want to know to start off Martinez. These two teams split a six-game set at TD Ballpark. Second series of the year. That one, the runner was off with it, and it popped away from Deschamps. Now headed over to third. The throw will be not in time. A swim move slide there by Nelson Medina to avoid the tag of Toman. He was off with a pitch, and it got away from Deschamps. So now the infield will be drawn in yet again. Runner on third, still one out. 2-0 pitch, that one in there. Blue Jays trailing by three. Gallagher out of the windup. The pitch. Fouled straight down. Now 2-2 the count to Martinez. He's 1-for-2 on the night. Singled in his last at bat. Caught in a miss. Gallagher. He gets his first professional strikeout. That'll bring up Taylor Aguilar. Big out for the Blue Jays as they're trying to keep this one close. Now out of the windup, Gallagher kicks, fires the first pitch. That one lifted left side up and out of play. Medina at third. That one up the middle. That's going to get through for a base hit. Gallagher tried to get the glove up. Couldn't. Another RBI single. This time off the bat of Taylor Aguilar. That puts the 10th run on the board for Tampa. And now moves them up by four. Gallagher working back out of the stretch. That one sent towards right. Robertez has a read on it. He'll make the grab, and that will end the inning. But Tampa puts another two on the board. They've now scored in 4 out of 5 innings. They lead 10-6. We'll head to the top half of the sixth. Tarpon's up by 4. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Put your love in hate. I'm begging.
Anytime I feel you got me, no. Anytime I see you, let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, 'cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. 'Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, darling. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be, the shadow all my life was hanging over me. A broken man that I don't know.
We're back here. Top half of the sixth, Tucker Tolman's going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. Ocean Gabonia back out for his second inning worth of work. First pitch to Tolman, that one taken up high for ball 1-0. Blue Jays trailing by 4. That one in there, now 1-1. We've already seen 16 runs through 5 innings. Tampa's been hitting the ball really well, and the Blue Jays have been drawing a ton of walks, keeping the bases clogged. We're already almost 2 hours into this ballgame. That one lifted left side, up and out of play. Tolman batting from the left side again for the fourth time. He's reached base all 3 times he's been to the plate. 2 for 3. 2 singles in reaching on a fielder's choice. He scored 2 runs, and he's driven in 1. The ready comes set, kicks, fires the 2-2. That one up and out, popped off the mitt of Ramirez back to the screen. And now it's full. Gabonia worked a perfect inning in his first inning of work. Now the 3-2 pitch. That one off the plate outside. Tolman draws the leadoff walk. That's going to bring up Peyton Williams. That is the 9th walk issued by Tampa pitching. To 6 hits allowed. Rather, 5 hits allowed, 6 runs. First pitch to Williams, that one low and inside. Blue Jays got to start taking advantage a little bit more than they have of these leadoff walks and walks in general. Caught and a miss on that fastball, now 1-1. That one just below the knees, it looked like. Scoreboard says 3-0. It's 2-1. Waiting on the change. There we go. 2 balls and a strike. And the pitch. That one up and out. There's a righty warming up in the pen for the Blue Jays. Can't tell who it is from here. 3-1. That one sent high towards left. Plenty of time for Arias. He'll settle and make the grab. Toman will trot back up over to first, and that'll be out number one. Now Robert Robertes up for the fourth time. He's 0 for 2 on the night with a walk and an RBI. First pitch, that one at the knees, called a strike. Off the end of the bat now. I believe it might have went off the shoulder of Ramirez. It went off his unpadded shoulder. That left shoulder with the glove. So Kenny Garcia's given him a second to try and shake it off. Now 0-2 the count to Robertes. Robertes steps back in. Gabonia comes set. Kicks, fires the 0-2. That one off the plate. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. That one inside. Normally at this point, this far along in a game, at least time-wise, we're seventh inning at the latest, or the earliest, maybe even in the ninth, called strike three right at the knees. Robertes goes down looking. But now we're in the top half of the sixth. Two outs. Approaching 2 hours of game time already. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Jaden Rudd. He's reached base all three times. Two walks in an error. Came around and scored the opening run for the Blue Jays. There goes Toman. That one swung on left field over towards the corner. Toman's going to keep going. It's over there in the left field corner. Waited on the fair or foul call, and it is a fair ball. It's over in that corner to where the seating sections kind of jet in. I couldn't tell if that was fair, and I didn't see a signal by either umpire. But it ends up being an RBI double for Jaden Rudd. So the Blue Jays get one back. Jaden Rudd driving in his fifth RBI of the year, his third double, puts himself in scoring position now. Abiezel Ramirez, he lifts that one high towards center. Underneath that one is Medina. Should be an easy one. He's able to grab it and make out number three. So we'll head to the home half of the sixth. Blue Jays get one. It's 10-7. Tampa leads.
I be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Oh, something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us. And if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be out of hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving on all the options. Despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me. But even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold. You, but I know about me. Summer
time in Florida, catch me sliding on the keys.
Yeah, I'm sliding. My looks could kill, they violent. Look at me, look at me. I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island, private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it. Can't even put that stuff down and write it.
Is this heaven?
Didn't even die to get here, yeah. Looking for the top, it's so clear, yeah. Everything I need is right here, yeah. Everything I know, need diamonds, yeah. To be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold. You just gotta let it show. Running back and let's reload.
Let's reload.
I be like, jeez. Sunset on.
We're back here, home half of the sixth. Tampa leads by 3, 10-7. Pat Gallagher back out for a second inning worth of work. Jared Cern is going to lead things off. Top of the order for the Tarpons. First pitch, that one a chopper over towards third. It's going to get over Toman's head, picked up by Belcher, a long throw, no chance of getting Cerna. That's the second time we've seen that. A high chopper to third. Got over the head of Toman, but it was well backed up by Beltre. But by the time he got it, no chance at getting Cerna. Cerna's now 4-for-4 on the night. Now Anthony Hall. First pitch taken down low, 4-1-0. You know, it's actually the third time we've seen a play very similar to that. A chopper that goes straight down and then takes a high bounce. I wonder how compacted the clay is out in front of the plate. That's a high chopper over towards second, picked up by Pinto over to first in time. And now, once you notice something, you're going to notice it every time. But that's definitely going to be something that I look out for every time there's a chopper that bounces right in front of the plate. Just how high it bounces, because it seems like it's bouncing abnormally high. Now, runner in scoring position. Augustin Ramirez is going to have a chance to extend the lead back out for Tampa. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. Cerna over there at second base. Now move over and close play, but back in there. The throw by Gallagher to Pinto covering the bag was a bit high. If it's right there near the second base bag, I think Pinto's got a pretty decent chance at tagging out Cerna, but to no avail. And now move back towards second. Cerna started going before Gallagher pick up that left leg. And now it's a second disengagement. He never threw. Wouldn't be surprised if we saw Cerna take off here. Gallagher watching him back. That one up and in. Cerna's starting to go before Gallagher even picks up that left leg. Trying to time him up, but he's got to be careful over there. Even with one disengagement remaining. Now throw back over to second by Deschamps, and that's going to get into center field. It popped up over the glove of Pinto, and coming in to score is Cerna. Deschamps tried to throw behind Cerna. He ended up just taking off towards third, coming around to score easily on that throw into center field. That's going to go down as an E2. It's probably one that Pinto should have had, but it bounced in front of him. Ends up being a two-base throwing error by Deschamps. Now, 2-2 the count to Ramirez. Tampa out to a 4-run lead again. Chopper over towards second base, picked up by Pinto. Throws in time for out number two. That one hit the infield grass. So not right in front of the plate like the other couple were. So it didn't take that high bounce. Now Dowry Arias, first pitch. That one fouled. 0-1. Out of the windup, Gallagher. The 0-1, ground ball, right side foul. No balls, two strikes. The pitch, that one just missing. 1-2, the count to Dowry Arias. That one missed low and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Ground ball over to second. That'll be picked up by Pinto, covering the bag as Gallagher. He's able to get there in time for out number three. Tampa scores another. They bring their lead back out to 4. 11-7 as we head to the top half of the 7th here at Steinbrenner Field. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network on the road here in Tampa. We're back here, top half of the 7th. New pitcher for the Tarpons is the right-hander, number 21, Manny Ramirez. He takes over for Ocean Gabonia. Nick Deschamp leading off this inning. He lifts that one left side. That'll get up and out of play. Ramirez on for the 11th time this year. An 11.45 ERA through 11 innings pitched. 14 earned runs. 16 total through 11 innings pitched for him. That one off the plate outside, now 2-1. Blue Jays still in this game. Only a 4-run deficit. 3 chances at the plate. Ground ball, and that's just foul. Just to the right of that first base bag. Now 2-2 will be the count to Deschamps. Kenny Garcia also pointed out to right field. So Tampa's got a new right fielder. I'm not sure who it is. They didn't announce it. That one taken upstairs. Just barely above the zone. Now a full count to Deschamps. Believe it's Felix Nagase. Now the 3-2, that one off the plate, just missing again. A good eye there by Deschamps. Staying, well, watching that go by for a ball and take it first base. Now J.C. Masson will step in. Blue Jays have now led off with a walk in 4 out of the 7 innings. They've had the leadoff man aboard 5 out of the 7 times. That one sent towards right. Now getting back over to first base as whoever the right fielder is catches it. And he didn't turn his back. So I'm pretty sure it's Felix Nagase. So that's what I'll go with for now until I'm corrected. And yes, it is Felix Nagase. Move over to first. Almost got away from Omar Martinez. Deschamps back in easily. Adrian Pinto at the plate. Back up to the top of the order. Pinto 0 for 4. All 4 groundouts. Cuts and misses of that one. 0-1. That one inside brushes Pinto back. Evens it up 1-1. Not sure if Anthony Hall got hurt or anything out there, but he is replaced in this ballgame. The 1-1, that one low. Two balls and a strike, now to Pinto. Ramirez comes set. Kicks, fires. That one inside. Now a 3-1 count to Pinto. He's now seen a 3-ball count in 3 of his 5 trips to the plate. Rather, 4 of his 5 trips to the plate. Ramirez. Kicks, fires, 3-1. That one off the plate. Pinto aboard. So he extends his on-base streak. That'll get Augustin Ramirez out from behind the plate along with the shortstop Jared Serna. Another mound visit here for the Tarpons. It'll be first and second. One away for Manuel Beltre. Both Blue Jays reaching base via the walk. Tampa pitching now issuing 11 walks in this ballgame. Blue Jays need to take advantage. Ramirez. First pitch to Beltre. That one's sent towards right. That's going to fall for a base hit. They're going to hold the runner at third. Deschamps would have been probably out on a nice throw by Nagase from right field. That'll load the bases now for Tucker Thielman. Manuel aboard for the 4th time. 2 for 3 on the day. That loads the bases for Thielman. Blue Jays need to capitalize here in this inning. Ramirez kicks, fires, first pitch way up high. Lost the grip on that slider. Almost got over Augustin Ramirez into the backstop. Thielman's reached base all 4 times. He's 2 for 3. He's also scored 3 runs. The 1-0. That one off the plate. Batting from the left side again against the righty. Nobody warming up in the Tampa pen. I can't tell if anybody's warming up in the Blue Jays pen. That's going to get Gerardo Costa Diego out for another mound visit. Not sure how many they have left. They don't put it on the screen. It's not something I usually keep track of. Each team gets 7 before every mound visit after that has to be a pitching change. So I'll wait to see what number Kenny Garcia holds up. He's headed out there now to break it up. So it'll be a 2-0 count, and that's number 5. So Tampa has used 5 of their 7 allotted mound visits. They've got 2 remaining throughout the course of the game. That's something to keep an eye on as well, because 7 throughout the span of a 9-inning game is a lot. Very rarely get close to that number. That one low and outside. Now a 3-0 count to Toman. Nowhere to put him. I doubt he'll have the green light here. And the pitch. That one called a strike inside corner. Very close. Toman had the green light on a 3-0 count in the first inning where he singled. 3-1. Cuts and misses at the high fastball. Probably would have been ball 4. But instead it's a full count. Toman calls time. He'll take a second. Now he's back in. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Deschamm on third, Pinto on second, Beltre over there at first. 3-2 pitch. Foul tip. Barely got a piece of it, but he stays alive. That went off the end of the bat of Toman and off the mitt of Ramirez. So the count will stay full. Peyton Williams is on deck. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. The high fastball got him to chase. Toman, after being ahead in the count 3-0, he strikes out swinging. And now Peyton Williams will step in, potentially the last chance here for the Blue Jays. First strikeout for Ramirez. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch, up high. Ramirez comes set. The 1-0. That one fouled back to the screen. Went right back with the fastball. Peyton took a hack. Couldn't connect on it as well as he hoped. One swing of the bat could change the trajectory of this entire ballgame. You know how much power Peyton has. 4 home runs on the year. That one, a hard hit grounder over to second. It'll be picked up by Escanillo. He flips it underhand over to Cerna, and the Blue Jays leave him loaded. Base is loaded with 1 out. They can't bring in a run. We'll head to the home half of the 7th. It's stretch time here, George Steinbrenner Field. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, anyway.
We're back here, home half of the seventh. First pitch by Gallagher, who's back out for his third inning worth of work. Caught and a miss by Brenny Escanillo. 0-1 to start him off. Escanillo on the night, 1-for-3. Ground rule double in his last at-bat. That one a chopper again high off the right in front of the plate. And he goes foul. 0-2. Like I said, once you notice something, you notice it way more afterwards. Now the 0-2 pitch fouled back to the screen. No balls, two strikes. Time call out of the plate by Escanillo. Escanillo, Medina, and Martinez. 5, 6, 7 hitters all due up. And out of the windup, Gallagher kicks, fires. That one cut at and missed. The changeup that time. Got him in front. Down on strikes is Escanillo. Second strikeout for Gallagher. Only the third on the night for Dunedin pitching. That brings up Nelson Medina. First pitch in there for a called strike. The slider came back into the zone. Started at the front hip of Medina and ended up being a strike. That one, a broken bat, little line shot, scooped in front of Beltre, throw in time, another really nice play there by Manuel Beltre. That broke the bat and Beltre played it on the short hop. That's a tough play to make. Beltre able to make it with ease, it looked like. Now two down for Omar Martinez. He's 1-for-3. First pitch, that one in there for a strike, 0-1. Out of the three strikeouts that Blue Jays pitching have been able to get, as there's a foul tip now, 0-2. Two of them have been to Martinez. Now he's down 0-2. Out of the windup, Gallagher kicks, fires. That one low. Deschamps pointed the glove at Gallagher. It's exactly what they wanted on that changeup. That one sent high towards right. That could be trouble. Robertez turns, and that's gone. Omar Martinez with his fourth home run of the year. Yet another home run off the bat of these Tarpons hitters. Now they extend the lead out 12-7 here in the seventh. Well, sometimes teams just hit in droves, and that's exactly what Tampa's doing right now. Taylor Aguilar. First pitch, the changeup cut and a miss. That's the third home run given up by Blue Jays pitching today. Out of the windup, the 0-1. That one low. Gallagher. The 1-1, ground ball, and that's backhanded by Williams over there at first. Flipped over to Gallagher, covering the bag. Nice play by the former seventh-round draft pick out of Iowa. That ends the inning, but again, Tampa able to put a run on the board. We'll head to the top half of the eighth. It's 12-7.
Sat in the room with platinum and gold eyes, dancing, catch your eye, you be mesmerized, oh. Find the corner there, your hands in my hair, finally we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet.
We're back here, top half of the eighth. Cole Ayers is the new pitcher for the Tarpons, making his 11th appearance on the season. First pitch to Robert Robertus, fastball 94. He cut and missed, 0-1. Ayers on the year, a 5-1-1 ERA through 12 and a third. That one sent high towards shallow left center. Out there's the shortstop, Serna. He'll make the grab, and that's out number one. Jaden Rudd will now step in, and he'll be followed by Abiezel Ramirez. That one, a chopper, first base side, that's going to be foul. Took a big hop to the right as it finally landed. 0-1 to start off Jaden. He's reached base all four times. An RBI double in his last at-bat, scoring Tucker Thoman from first. The 0-1. That one up and out. Final line for Manny Ramirez. Just one inning pitched, one hit, two walks, one K, no runs allowed. He was able to strand the bases loaded with one out. That one in there, now 1-2, the count to Rudd. Time called at the plate. Cole Ayers might be out to try and get the last two innings. And caught in a miss, a half-hearted swing. He tried to hold up, but was already well beyond the point of no return. Jaden Rudd down swinging. First strikeout for Ayers, and that's going to bring up Abiezel Ramirez. Nobody on, two down. First pitch, that one in there. Looked like the changeup that time from Ayers. Dropped back into the top of the zone. The 0-1. Caught and a miss. Went right back with the changeup. Started off at about the knees and it fell down onto the ground. The 0-2. Chop or foul? Ramirez stays alive. No balls, two strikes, two down. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. Got Ramirez swinging. Two Ks in the inning for Ayers. We'll head to the home half of the eighth. Tampa leads by five. They'll look to add a couple insurance runs. Blue Jays will have one more chance. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be back for the bottom half of the eighth.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. Won't you ride with me, ride with me? See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl, don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me? See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be. Come on, ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. So come on, ride with me, ride with me.
We're back here, bottom half of the eighth. Pat Gallagher back out for his fourth inning worth of work. Brett Barrera is going to lead things off first pitch. That one in the dirt. 1-0 to start things off. Barrera 0-2. He was hit by a pitch and came around to score. That one low as well. Now 2-0 to start him off. 9-1-2 hitters due up. Barrera, Serna, and Hall. Rather, Nagase, who took over for him. That one outside. Now a 3-0 count to the leadoff man. That one catches the zone. Now 3-1. Caught and a miss. A big hack of that one by Barrera. And now the count's full. Three balls and two strikes. Time called at the plate by Barrera. He's stepping back in. Gallagher out of the windup. The pitch. That one called strike three. Barrera started walking towards first. And Garcia rung him up, so he took a sharp turn over towards the dugout. That'll bring up the top of the order. Now Jared Serna stepping in. Third strikeout for Gallagher. First pitch, that one in the dirt. 1-0 to start off Serna. Serna 4-for-4. Single into center, as there's a chopper over towards third. Picked up by Beltre. Throw over in time. And Serna is retired for the first time. He's reached base. He had reached base all four times. Came around to score all four times. Blue Jays finally able to retire him. Now Felix Nagase up for the first time tonight. out of the windup. Gallagher kicks, fires that one off the end of the bat towards the Tampa dugout. Oh, and one to start him off. On the year, Nagase batting 0-42. He's had a tough start to the season. That one just missed. Now 1-1. Now playing in his 17th game. Just 2 of 48 at the plate. Cuts and misses of that one now. 1-2 the count. That one skips. Two balls, two strikes. He does have a home run on the year, and if I'm not mistaken, that came against the Blue Jays at TD Ballpark. That one called strike three. Goes down looking. And that'll end the inning. Two Ks in the inning for Pat Gallagher. We'll head to the ninth. Blue Jays need five to keep this thing going. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network on the road here in Tampa.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late.
We're back here, top half of the ninth. It's going to be Nick Deschamps, J.C. Masson, and Adrian Pinto. 8-9-1 hitters due up in the order. Blue Jays need five to keep this thing going. Trailing 12-7. First pitch, that one cut at and missed. 0-1 to start off Deschamps. Nick Deschamps 0-3 on the night. Fly out, ground out, and a strikeout. He did reach on a walk in his last at-bat. Now he's down 0-2, another cut and a miss. Cole Ayers back out for the ninth, trying to finish this game off. That one bounces well in front of the plate. One ball, two strikes. Ayers comes set. And the pitch. That one well up high. Through a perfect inning in the eighth. Pop out in two Ks. Now the 2-2 to Deschamps. Caught and a miss. He goes down swinging. Three straight strikeouts for Cole Ayers. And that's going to bring up J.C. Masson. Righty-lefty matchup. First pitch, that one Mace, the little inside, 1-0. Masson, 0-3. He also reached on a walk, came around and scored. The 1-0, cut and a miss that one. One in, one the count. The Blue Jays had a three-inning span where they scored six runs. But each time, Tampa was able to fight back and answer. Now grounder over to first, picked up by Martinez. He takes it himself, steps on the bag, and that's out number two. So Dunedin now down to their last out, and it's Adrian Pinto coming up. Pinto 0-4. He did reach on a walk in his last at-bat. Now a chopper foul, left side. Again, took another high hop. 0-1. Ayers comes set. Kicks, fires the 0-1. That one gets back to the backstop. Taking a quick look around the Florida State League. Clearwater currently beating Bradenton, also 12-7 in the top of the ninth. On a line that relatively mirrors what we've seen here. That one off the plate outside. Palm Beach beat St. Lucie. St. Lucie's now lost six in a row. Palm Beach extends their lead on St. Lucie. Jupiter beat Daytona 2-1, so still just a two-game advantage Palm Beach has in their division. Then Fort Myers won their seventh game in a row. Now on a rip and a nice snag over there at third. Brett Pereira, long throw in time. That will end the ball game, and high fives and handshakes for Tampa. Wow, what a play there by Pereira to end it. So the Blue Jays end up dropping to 18-16 on the year. Depending on what happens in Clearwater, if Bradenton can mount a comeback, which they could. They're down by five, bases loaded, one away. They might see their deficit in the division drop now to seven games. But we'll be back tomorrow for game two of this series. Same time, same place. It'll be a 6:30 p.m. first pitch. 6:15 will be when we start our coverage. The final lines. Tampa scores 12 runs on 14 hits. They committed one error. Your Blue Jays, 7 runs on 7 hits. They committed 2 errors. The loss will go to Rafael Ohashi. And the win will go to Ocean Gabonia. No save. And again, we'll be back for game two tomorrow. On behalf of everybody here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, we appreciate you tuning in tonight. And as always, we'll see you tomorrow. Tampa wins 12-7.
Doesn't this guitar sound so good? So sweet.
Living in this big head up in outer space. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay. When I see trouble come my way, I'll be making lemonade. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay.
Hey, little lady, I know you're feeling crazy. Woo! All your other friends are busy making them babies. Been out in the real world, don't like how it's tasting. Let me change your mind.
single season touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. I got friends in high places on these small town roads, 'cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard. Seconds enough. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. You might not know I'm here in this big city.
You can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. Take my